What's up, everybody? Welcome to Greg Way in the Cock with me, Greg Miller, on patreon.com/kindoffunny. Driving in. It's Extra Life Day, ladies and gentlemen. Can you believe it? I have to get in, build games daily, because Blessing's only in for part of the show. Then welcome, like, 9 or 10 or 12 IGNers to the office. And then stream all day long and have a bunch of shenanigans and, you know, compete for points that don't matter because we're just raising money for the big, beautiful kids. It's going to be fun. I can't wait. It's been a fun ride getting here, you know, of course. Teaming up with IGN's been a neat idea. It's been a neat little thing of, like, it hasn't at all been a homecoming. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's been fun to have, you know, people I worked with, like Ryan, over, right? People I knew before they worked at IGN, like Kat, come over, Max, come over, you know, friends of the show already, Stella, come over and do that. But it's more just the idea of, like, it's interesting. When IGN hit us up and I had this meeting with them to talk about Extra Life, and then this idea came around, it was one of those of, like, oh, this will be really cool to do stuff on IGN again. And, like, it really hasn't felt like that. It's felt cool, but it hasn't felt like I'm back on IGN. It feels very much like we're on equal footing, which, of course, isn't true, because IGN's a way bigger site than Kind of Funny. But you know what I mean, in terms of, like, what we're doing, we're equal partners of, or whatever. And the stream today is just going to be a blast hanging out. I'm excited to work with a whole bunch of people I've never worked with before. Like, I don't think I've ever done anything. In the COVID, I don't count. I bet I was on some stream, I don't remember. But I haven't really ever done anything with Akeem. So having him in the office is going to be a lot of fun. But I'm excited about it. Extra Life's always fun. Oh, before I continue on with Extra Life, I do want to talk to you and say sorry for missing yesterday's Greg Way. Of course, you know, you're promised a 5-minute Greg Way each and every day with me. If I ever miss one, don't freak out. I'll double up and give you more. And of course, I feel like I missed 2 this week and then have given you 2 that have been long, including one that was in the studio with Stella and Ryan. So, like, I feel like I'm delivering, but I also understand it's like, day 4, well, I don't even fucking, it's Extra Life Day, so 3, it's November 3rd, and so there's people who have been here who just signed up for Patreon who are like, well, I thought Greg Waves were daily, what the hell, I didn't even get one, so I'm sorry about that. I'm usually much better. If you go back and look at October's, you'll see, of course, I did one about the very big week, and it has been a big fucking week. Like, I am, in fact, E3 tired, like I told you I would be. I went to bed at 9:15 last night when I got home. Jen and I had a Square Pie Guys pizza and then fell asleep. I just fell asleep watching whatever she put on to watch. Started playing Star Ocean. Fell asleep. I was like, I'm too tired for this. Fell asleep. She's like, all right, go to bed. So we went to bed. But prepared to give it my all today. 10 to 5, of course, starting with Kind of Funny Games Daily. We'll kick it off with me and Brian, and then we're going to kind of pass the baton between all the other hosts in the building. So I'm looking forward to that, and then, you know, streaming, having fun, and playing games, being stupid, doing a Kind of Feudy. Maybe I can redeem myself after Minecraft earlier this week. Jesus Christ. But what a fun time. But, you know, Greg, wait, what's on my mind? What do I want to talk about? Kind of funny or not kind of funny related? Today, with Extra Life on my mind, yesterday, when we were doing games daily, I think I was running through housekeeping, talking about Extra Life, talking about today's stream. Sorry, very tired, big yawn. Ugh. And one of the comments that went by in the chat wasn't disrespectful, but I wanted to talk it out, and obviously it wasn't the right place in the middle of housekeeping on Games Daily, because I think we're already transitioning off or blah, blah, blah. But anyways, the comment, who's, I don't remember who said it, was basically, man, COVID really killed the 24-hour streams. And I wanted to touch about that and talk about that, because that's not what killed the 24-hour streams. If you have been around a long time, you might recall that, you know, back in the day, Extra Life, Kind of Funny Day, those were going to be 24-hour long streams. We would be going nonstop, the camera would be on, ghost stories at 2 a.m., Joey getting pie to the face, me falling asleep, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Carrots and wine. I'm only remembering Joey clips for some reason right now as I go around my carousel of thoughts. And I even today went back while I was making Jen and Ben breakfast and watched the documentary Barrett made in 2017 about Extra Life at Kind of Funny and stuff, and how we were prepping for this 24-hour stream and da-da-da-da-da-da. And so I think it's interesting, you know, now as we are on the precipice of year 9, January 5th, 2024, will be 9 years of Kind of Funny, if you can believe it. And you talk about that in 24-hour long streams and why we're not doing that for Extra Life and what that means, da da da. And so I think there's a bunch of different things, but I thought it was interesting. Oh man, COVID killed the 24-hour long streams. It didn't. I think it just coincided with, and I stick with me because this is a long conversation, but kind of funny as a business, and a lot of the employees and founders and whatever of Kind of Funny growing up, if that makes sense. And what I mean now is I want to really explain into this and talk a little bit at length. And again, this is my perspective on it. I'm sure you talk to Tim, Blessing, Kevin, they're all going to have something different to say. But for me, it was when it was me, Tim, Nick, Colin, Kevin, and we wanted to do a 24-hour long stream from the spare bedroom in the house Colin and I lived in. When we wanted to do 24 hours from the first studio over on Ocean, right? Like, that was such a smaller ask. That was five people being committed to being like, okay, cool, let's do this. We're all in, right? Yeah, fuck it, blah, blah, we'll drink bourbon, we'll do this, and it'll be great, and yada, 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 and I'll scream about bridges and shit. I don't even think that was 24 hours. Anyways, but it was like a small group, a small buy-in. We knew what it meant, and we were also an upstart bootstraps company that was just trying to fucking make it, you know what I mean, and trying to do stuff, and also really experimenting with. Not that IGN was an anchor by any imagination. I ran Extra Life at IGN for a few years. Or, you know what I mean? Like, we could do 24 hours there too. But it was like, you know, let's do crazy shit because we're doing a crazy thing, starting our own business and doing our own thing. And da-da-da-da-da-da. I think as you jump, you know, again, nearly 9 years into the company, things have changed, not just for the company, but for the industry and everything else, right? And so for me, it comes down to this. We have a team of 11 people at Kind of Funny, right? And if I walked in today and told the other 10, hey, I got this guy coming over and he's going to put down those boards with nails on them in the parking lot and we're all going to lie on them and roll around him and da-da-da-da, it would take some convincing, but those people would do it. They would do it in some regard with me, right? You know what I mean? That's the level of trust we all have in each other and our ideas and our commitments and da-da-da-da. Whatever I ask that team to do, within reason, obviously, they're going to do. And when you have 10 other people there, there is this idea that, oh, we're doing 24 hours, and the majority of them are into it, but maybe two of them aren't really into it, but they see the whole thing, and they see that we're doing it, so they feel like they need to do it, but they don't really want to do it, but they have other stuff going, and like, you can start extrapolating out there, and what we're really talking about, not in the same way, but in the way, is crunch. This is what happens with crunch in video game industries. This is what happens at Crunch at Kind of Funny, where it is the idea, well, shit, fuck, the boss is staying 24 hours or 12 hours. I should probably do that too because I want to do this and I want to do that and blah, 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 blah. Like, it's not doing it in a way that's healthy. And I think that's also the thing of Kind of Funny is a full-blown business now, right? Again, when it was five of us, it was also a business, but it was a different kind of business, right, in terms of what's going on. Now we have this thing down to a science. We have to make these shows. These are the shows we make, and like, you know, Games Daily and your favorite podcast, right? And they then allow us to make something goofy and stupid where we can go, okay, cool, now we're doing Barrett's videos essays, which aren't goofy and stupid, but you know what I mean? Like, they're not... the Brian and Greg Let's Plays, right? You funded those on Patreon, right? And they did dog shit numbers. Dog shit. Nobody watched them. Because people don't think of our YouTube site as a place to come watch YouTube videos, right? You come to our YouTube site to watch Games Daily, to watch Kind of Funny Gamescast, to watch over on the Kind of Funny side, you know, the Kind of Funny podcast. Like, dropping in something new and random, right, isn't what people are looking at our site for or whatever. So like, there's a million that we do the stuff we do in terms of the bread and butter to make sure we can have our crazy ideas and do whatever the fuck we want and have fun, even if it doesn't get views, we don't care, let alone the fact that you funded on Patreon, which makes it financially viable for us to do the cool things and do the goofy shit and plan all this weird ass shit we always end up doing, which is great. We love all that. Deep breath. What I'm saying though is that is a lean and mean system. I say a lot of times 11 people, and I don't think it's possible for you, the viewer, to truly understand how hard those 11 people are working to make Kind of Funny look like Kind of Funny looks, and to make Kind of Funny do what Kind of Funny does, right? Like, you can go, I think, pound for pound and compare our breadth of content to any of our peers, anybody. Min-Max, you know what I mean? Like, they do great stuff. This isn't me insulting anybody. Min-Max, Easy Allies, you name it, right? There are a lot of people who do things like we do, like what we do, but I don't think they do it how we do it, and I don't think they do it to the quantity we do it. And the quantity we do it at is something we found through trial and error to make the company work and run and et cetera and so on. So, deep breath back. What happens if we're going to do a 24-hour stream, of course, is that let's say even everybody's into it. Everybody wants to do it. Everybody wants to, like, the right thing to do, which is what we strive as managers to do, that's kind of funny, is to then give people days off the next week, right? Okay, cool. Well, you worked on this thing. You did 24 hours. You stayed late on Friday. You did, but so let's do X, Y, and Z, which then starts complicating games dailies, and then starts complicating the Jesus Christ. I owe you, me and Andy owe you guys a Patreon Q&A from last month, right? But Andy caught COVID, which totally fucked it up. But Andy's been back, but there's been no slots on the thing to fit the thing in. So it's like now you move somebody, two people off of a morning. What's going on there? You just saw when Barrett caught COVID, how fucked it was for Kevin to have to run everything, right? We're trying, like, we are a lean and mean system that makes so much great shit, but when you take one cog out, there's no cog to replace it necessarily. And if there is, it's also taking that cog off whatever else. When we move Roger over to run a show because Barrett's out with COVID, that means Roger's not doing what he normally does at his job, which means video edits are backed up and da-da-da. Like, we are a house of dominoes, right? And don't get me wrong, we're way away from, you know, Kevin stubs his toe, the company's out of business. But it is all these different pieces, too, where it's like, Extra Life ends at such an interesting point where, first off, there's a wedding this weekend for some of us are going to for one of our friends. So it's like, right there, we couldn't have done 24 hours to begin with. Even if we were going to do 24 hours, all right, cool, who do we lose next week? Well, we're still in the throes of winding down the year. We're coming off such an insane year of video game releases. This week was outrageous with projects and everything else and da-da-da-da-da. You get to this thing that if I asked or if I really believed, hey, we should do a 24-hour long stream, I could get buy-in from the group. But I feel like the content would suffer next week. I feel like the team would suffer. I feel like a lot of them would do it because I said I wanted to do it and then not throw it in my face or anything like that, but I do think there'd be ripples on the water where it would be like, well, it's like how we did Extra Life and I did this, but I didn't take time off. It's like, well, you didn't ask for it, but well, I didn't think I could because of that. Like, it's just better to eliminate all that. And also then, this is, I know I'm all over. I told you this would be a rambly long conversation. The other thing we found with 24-hour long streams is that, with all due respect, I don't think we're really enjoying them past 1 a.m., maybe even midnight, right? The vibe changes, people start getting tired, people start falling away. You'll get funny stuff like ghost stories and whatever, but you also just get exhausted, angry people. And like, we've had a long conversation about it before of removing everything I just talked about, but just quality over quantity. We tend to program that first, you know, big section of the stream, and then it kind of becomes freewheeling, and it kind of just becomes people coming or going and da-da-da, and it's just not great content. It's fun content to hang out and whatever, but it's a dwindling return on who's in the chat and what's happening and what are we actually doing. Because when you think of, oh man, the 24-hour long stream's kind of funny he's done in the past, what are you thinking? What are the big moments, right? Like Josh McCouga out there hiding, Fran hiding in the street. Like that's all first half of the day. That's all first half of the 24 hours. Afterwards, yeah, you'll get ghost stories and shit like that. And like when they woke me up during the 24-hour studio stream, right? But 24-hour studio stream was a big make or break for us. And that's not right. It was a big turning point for us where we did a post-mortem afterwards and a lot of people weren't as proud of that stream as they should have been. And it was on us as a team, but on us as managers, that it was like a few of them were like, hey, we crunched on this. Like, we said we wouldn't crunch, but then it was, hey, I was here doing X, Y, and Z, you know, at 7 o'clock the night before when we said we wouldn't do that. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, I don't know what the time was, but I'm just saying. And then there was a long conversation of us being like, well, we didn't ask you to do that. And like, well, no, but it made for a better product. And we're like, yeah, we understand it. And there was this whole thing of just like, we have a team that wants to deliver 11 out of 10 experience every time. And even when I'm like, hey, this, don't worry about it, it doesn't matter, da 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 da, they're still gonna go above and beyond to do it. And I think with that kind of mentality, a 24-hour stream just means you're gonna burn people out, that you're really gonna run it down. When you look at, like, you know, the Starfield stream we did, right? Like, there were meetings upon meetings of that, trying to come down to how to do it and have it be, or 48 hours, right? How to do it and how to be sustainable. How to make it be like, okay, cool. How do we do this and not kill Mike? How do we do this and not kill everybody else? How do we do this and not lose somebody on Monday that's critical to something they were going to do on Monday? And it was Tuesday, I think, because there was a holiday on Monday, which again, you're like, oh, a three-day weekend to recover. This is how a kind of funny employee thinks. Oh, a three-day weekend to recover. Well, if I burn one of the days, I still get 2 days. No, Yeah, it's a 3-day weekend. Take the third day. You need the third day. Like, you know what I mean? That's the kind of mentality we all have of like, man, let's go do this. Let's go do that. Blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, you jump to being older for real, where I'm like growing up, right? Like, I love the idea of a 24-hour stream, like I said, right? But again, like, I need to go home and help with Ben. And I know I'm the only one with a kid, but I'm not the only one with a partner. And I think that having Ben, you know, has made Jen and I so much stronger as a relationship and so much stronger as a partnership, I guess, right? Like, we've always been hot and heavy and in love with each other. But having to have someone you can rely on and, like, that does their part of the equation, you do their part, you can pick up and you can trade and, like, I can go away and yada, yada, yada. She goes on business trips all the time. But I mean, like, you know how, I know when I'm going to be gone, how much extra work it's going to be for Jen. And so then you're talking about, like, well, what's her week been like? What's been going on here? Da, 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 da. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that isn't special to me and Jen, right? Even Tim and Gia, D and Nick, yada, yada, yada. They're in a relationship and they're in a partnership. And I do think that even though they don't have the responsibility of another life form, you know, like that is like relying on them every step of the way, I think those equations and those realities are still there, even if they don't aren't as surface level as they are with me and Jen, right? And so I do think that, like, you know, I've apologized to Kind of Funny partners before, of just like, hey, I know your person put in a lot more work than they were expecting to and were gone a lot and yada yada yada, I wanted to thank you for that and say I'm sorry. And like, that is a reality of what we want here. We don't want, I want Kind of Funny to be, how do I say this, I guess? Kind of Funny is a huge part of my life, right? But, like, it's, is it my life? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't, it is me, right? Kind of Funny's me. It sprung from Game Over Greggy. It sprung from my own YouTube channel. It did all these things, right? And I do think of it as, like, my baby. But I don't think of it as it's the end-all be-all of me, and I don't want it to be anybody's end-all be-all. Like, I want everybody to have a work-life balance, and I feel like 24-hour streams, the way we do it with the team we do, because we have a team that goes above and beyond. We have a team that will say, yes, I will only come in for 8 hours, and then they go, I'm having so much fun, I'm gonna come in at 3 a.m. I'll be back, I'm gonna, you know what, fuck that, I'm not gonna do that, I'll do this, and then the whole, you know, equation changes and everything gets fucked up. Like, we have 11 people at Kind of Funny that just want to do the best shit possible and want to have the most fun possible and want to do the coolest stuff ever. And that is an awesome, amazing energy. But I feel like when you leave it unchecked for 24 hours, it can get negative. It can hurt people when they don't think it's hurting them. And that's what we've found over these years as we've grown, where it's not COVID that killed the 24-hour long stream. And again, full disclosure, 24-hour streams aren't dead. I just think that if we ever do them again, outside of the mic streams, because those again are like different content-y pieces, then, but like I'm talking about a big celebration stream, whether it be Extra Life or a Kind of Funny day, if we're ever going to do them again, they would be like mandatory, like you go home at this time. You are not allowed to stay here, Pat. You know, we are doing this and you need to get thrown the fuck out. This is what we want this to look like. Don't do more work than this. And that. Just stuff like that, because the team we have is too fucking good. Everyone is too good. Everyone goes home and still thinks about stuff they want to do and ideas they want to do and create. That's all great and amazing, but I want to make sure they fucking have a life. And sometimes that means, you know, putting down rules and doing things that you don't, that sound bad, sound boring. I mean, it sounds shitty to be like, oh, we won't do the 24-hour long streams because I don't want people to be tired, I guess. But like, I don't know. I want our energy to be sustainable. And I don't want it to burn out on something that, again, after midnight isn't going to be great. So, you know, everybody deserves a weekend. Everybody works hard. Jesus Christ. Again, like, you know, I did the Greg Way at the beginning of the week talking about, like, this is a very huge week, right? And I keep talking to people about it. Yesterday I was talking to Max about it and Jen again last night. I'm just like, we had like 4 or 5 projects this week that on a normal week would be the big thing. But they were all there. And I mean, now we're doing the big thing again, right? There's been a big thing every day to do. And it's like, that's hard. That's a lot. And so like, imagine if nothing had changed in terms of the 4 or 5 big things. And then today's big thing was, all right, now we're going to stream for 24 hours. People would have been excited when they heard about it and we're doing the whole thing and like, cool. And they would be dreading today. So I'm happy with the decision we made. And I know that, again, this wasn't a toxic comment. This wasn't somebody being like, oh, fucking lazy. Kind of funny. They don't want to, but no, like, that's not what this was. But I do like, I love giving you guys the inside baseball and stuff that I think is an interesting topic of conversation. And for sure, like, changing over from doing 24-hour streams to doing a, what is it? 10 to, you do the math, I'm driving. 10 to 5 stream, right? Like, it's different for sure. What's that, 7 hours? 7 hours, yeah. But it's still 7 hours of content, right? 7 hours of content with us and IGN. 7 hours of all these games and goofy shit and bits we've come up with and wheel spins and free games. And, like, I would much rather, like I said, jam it all in here in 7 hours, give you the quality experience, than drag it out 24 hours and have it be Andy and Mike in the middle of the night, Mike doing that thing where he snores, Andy being like, I don't remember where we left off on donations, so here's a game, like, you know what I mean, like, that's all fun, that's good content, that's hanging out with your friends, kind of funny is that, but it's also not fair to the person running that 2 a.m. shift, so, trying to find a fair balance, trying to make sure my incredible team doesn't kill themselves, it's all part of it, because I'll tell you right now, tonight, I wake up 4 a.m., I call Kevin Coelho, I wake him up, I say, Kevin, go to the studio, we're streaming, there's a Ghostbusters trailer, Kevin will be there with coffee, because that's the kind of team we've built, so, I'm incredibly lucky to have these people, I'm incredibly blessed to have them and call them colleagues and friends, and I don't want them to kill themselves in the name of Kinda Funny, which would be kinda in my name, because I'd be the one pushing for it, and yada, 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 so, I think I already ask too much of them. Roger, if you've made it this far into the video, I have asked too much of you this week with video walls and edits for Gen Vid, so, it is not lost on me how great this team is. And so that's it in general. Everybody needs a break. Everybody needs balance. And God damn it, I'll bring balance to the force. Even if it means killing every fucking Padawan I see out there. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, I'm pulling up. It's time for Extra Life. IGN's coming. Can you believe it? This has been Greg Way. See you soon.